KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000.
And at 7:07, we have cloudy skies, 31 degrees in Atlantic, looking forward to be partly cloudy today, a high of 45, and winds out of the north at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Our freeze warning remains in effect until 9 a.m. And good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors met via Zoom Monday evening. Parks and Rec Director Bryant Rasmussen said he plans on meeting with a contractor to get the bathroom for the Sunnyside Park tennis court opened up soon. There were issues with the facility that required it to be closed last year. Rasmussen said some of the dog park equipment that's been in storage for the winter was installed over the past week or so. He said everything that's out there we were able to put into place because of the donations that came through the donation post located at the dog park.
We do have still a hoop that is coming. Curtis Welding is going to make us a hoop that we'll be able to throw out there. But, you know, so far we've gotten a pretty good response from it, and it's kind of nice to drive by and just see a little bit of color out there. And we've actually, you know, the donations keep coming. So, you know, we're starting to look at what other things we could continue to add out there.
There are numerous tires of various heights and styles that are partially sunk into the ground for the dogs to play on. They've been painted in a colorful and whimsical way to make them attractive and fun to look at. Brian says also he was contacted by the city of Creston late last week. They were looking for advice on putting in a dog park as well and wondered how the attractions for the Atlantic Dog Park were obtained. Park board members praised the way the dog park has turned out. Park board member Jolene Smith said it was really used on Sunday when the weather was just about perfect. Rasmussen said also that he and foreman Kyle Welter are working on plans for summer programs, including the possibility of incorporating Jazzercise into the parks through Jazzercise Atlantic.
I think right now we're looking at three or four times. Hopefully this summer we'll be able to roll out of that, and so we're still trying to iron out some of those details.
Rasmussen said they're looking to have the cost of most summer programs the same as last year, except for slow pitch softball. There's also the possibility of co-ed slow pitch, since it wasn't available last year. The final decision on slow pitch will come later this spring. Swim team, tennis, and pickleball will all be the same, with some events also free. In other news, the campground kiosk at the Schulberg Recreation Area has been updated to include the requirement that campers have evidence of having paid for their spot. That must be with you at all times, whether that's in the window of your camper or whether park staff knock on the door and ask for proof of payment.
We're just trying to eliminate the go-between that we tend to get into between running back to City Hall, seeing if they had actually paid, and then running back and seeing if they have evidence for it, if they haven't paid for it. You know, we spend so much time running back and forth because right now all we do is we grab the envelopes, we drop it off at City Hall, and then they do what they need to do with it. And so if there's an envelope in there but it doesn't have the right amount of money in it, we're chasing that around. So we're hoping to eliminate that out of there.
Rasmussen said the campground hosts are in place and they'll help to make sure spaces are being used by paid campers. He said also there are some questions that have been raised with regard to parking at the Little League soccer complex right across from KJAN. The question, he said, boils down to who has the final say on how that area is used.
The issue right now is during Little League days, they don't have enough parking, so they're wanting to have overflow parking go on the soccer fields. And obviously, the Soccer Association doesn't want that because they're wanting to make sure that their fields aren't getting torn up and everything like that. I don't know if discussions have been had before I was here about who has that final say on how things are used, or if it's we all sit down in a room and we hash out how to properly use that facility out there, because I know that we rent it from AMU.
Parks board member Ashley Hayes said the problem is that people aren't parking smartly out there.
I don't know what the solution is, aside from people actually parking the way they're supposed to out there. There's just so many people when they go out for Little League that never park the right way out there. You should be able to get four rows of parking on the west side and two rows of parking on the east side. Yeah. And not like that.
There really hadn't been an issue with parking until soccer began to grow in popularity over the past 5 years, according to the board. The complex is owned by AMU, or Atlantic Municipal Utilities. Rasmussen said that he will try and coordinate a meeting between the respective parties and AMU to come to some sort of compromise on the matter of parking. The Parks and Rec Board voted to return to City Hall for their regular monthly meetings beginning May 17th at 5:15 p.m. Up until now, their meetings had been held electronically due to concerns over COVID, increased vaccination, and a reduction in Cass County cases prompted the decision to return to in-person meetings for the foreseeable future. Grow Another Row, a program started last year to encourage support to network local growers for food donation, is back in 2021 with plans to expand. Cass County Wellness Coordinator Brigham Hoig said Grow Another Row Cass County is a healthy Cass County campaign started in 2020 by a group of local growers to encourage residents to grow and share more food. Grow Another Row Cass County invites local farmers and gardeners to plant a few more rows of produce to share again this year. Hoig said expansion started filling a dedicated coordinator role. And this temporary position is made possible through AmeriCorps funding. New Grow Another Row coordinator Clara Smith said she's extremely excited to get started and love the mission of the program. Smith is currently a student at Northwestern Missouri State University, where she's majoring in agronomy with an emphasis on horticulture and a minor in adapted and recreational gardening. Clara said that she has always loved gardening and has her own home garden where she grows a variety of flowers and vegetables such as petunias, zinnias, roses, marigolds, tomatoes, peppers, and more. In high school, she was active in the FFA and 4-H and showed in the Iowa State Fair FFA Floriculture Show for 4 years. Now, all growers, large and small, are invited to share food with others as part of Grow Another Row. You can find out more in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs.